Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Kimberly Meredith, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, to a wonderful Tuesday. We're so happy to have you here with us tonight. Let's take a deep breath and go into the fifth dimension for the 1 hour special tonight. We are so excited about being on the show, and this is a very special show tonight with a very gifted person. Before we bring her on, let's do our opening meditation from the book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Taking a deep breath, inhale through our nose and exhale through our mouth. And the very special affirmation to go with our show tonight is one that I picked called, We Are Multidimensional Beings, Living in a Multidimensional World. And making a clear choice to be in love from every angle of our life and choosing to have the highest awareness of not suffering, to be healed, living in a beautiful world through multidimensional eyes. Our souls love living in a multidimensional world, feeling immortal, infinite, and divine. Saying, I don't suffer. I am healed. I am love. I am light. I am magical. I am joy. I am healed. I am love. I am the cosmic light. I am in the multidimensional light. Sat Nam. And taking a deep breath again, inhale. In that moment, if you're holding your diaphragm, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. And knowing what it feels like to be a multidimensional being and choosing love over fear. And just feeling that energy and that frequency as we experience 1 hour of being in the fifth dimension. So we are so blessed to have this hour together. And bringing in this beautiful woman, Stephanie Kramer, an award-winning actress best known for her role that she played on NBC series Hunter, Detective Sergeant Dee Dee McCall, we know her. And she was nominated for an Emmy Award, and she played an outstanding actress 3 times. She's going to talk about that. We're going to ask her questions about that. First American in the Arts Awards. She was honored as an icon of television in the Television Awards. And her resume just goes on and on and on with so many amazing things. She's a singer, a composer, a writer, television producer, with tons of credits. She also has written for TV and continues to write for films, and we're going to talk to her about that experience too. She created a podcast called Reflections with Stephanie, doing her weekly quotes, which is amazing. She has also in production right now starting to interview people, which is called The Other Side with Stephanie Kramer, which is going to be a long, 1 hour long journey into the unseen and the unknown. Stephanie also has a lot of insight, intuitive insight, empathic, and she also has experiences with extraterrestrials. So her background is so diverse in so many different ways, and that's why we connect in so many different ways. So I would love just to bring Stephanie on right now to the show.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for being here on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you, Kimberly. Always a pleasure, sweetheart. This will be fun.
I know. I hope I introduced you. Okay.
I think you did. I don't know what the heck you said, but it sounded good.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things about you that are just so sparkling and wonderful and amazing. And I mean, we probably could talk about an hour, you know, just introducing you.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm glad to be able to have this time to be able to just talk and discuss and go
yes.
in any direction you can conceive of. And that is a multitude of directions for us.
Absolutely.
And for people that don't know, I know Kimberly, and she is just a wonderful woman, and she is exceptionally gifted in her ability to bring healing to your body, mind, and spirit. She's worked on my body, and it's made a world of difference. Honestly, anybody who's out there going, I don't know, maybe I should, why, well, maybe, do it. Call her, email her, do whatever, make an appointment. And you will not be sorry, because you are the real deal, honey. That's what I say. You bring in such an extraordinary, higher level of consciousness and light to that innate gift that you possess in such a profound way. And the results, well, you know, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. And there are a lot of people out there who are physically changed, all for the better, by doing work with you. So I thank you. And for all of those out there who are considering reaching out to someone like Kimberly, I strongly suggest you do. She's wonderful.
Aw, you're so sweet. I really appreciate, you know, you're saying those words. And, you know, they actually bring tears to my eyes, because I was, you know, born like you were born an actress, you know, like you have that ability as your amazing talent. I, as a young child, was just always told by the Holy One or the Omnipresent to do that work, the way I lay hands on you and do the healings and the healings that I do. But it's
right.
not me. I'm just told to do that work, like how you are such an exceptional, brilliant actress and singer and writer and director and producer. And I appreciate you acknowledging my work. And I really do. I just want to say thank you so much for doing
that. Thank you. Thank you.
So thank you so much. I really appreciate that so much. I want to ask you a couple things about your work.
Sure.
How do you want to tell us how you got started a little bit?
Sure. Well, you know, I always knew that I was going to be an actress and a singer, because I can remember sitting with my mom outside on the front porch, and she asked me, I think I was 6 or 7, and she said, what do you want to do when you grow up? What are you going to be? You know, that question. And I just looked at her and said, oh, I'm going to be an actress. And she went, okay. And I just knew. And I did what so many children do, you know, as soon as I was old enough to get into middle school and started investigating drama class, right? That's what I did. And I loved it. It was so fulfilling. It was clearly my path. And I had a wonderful teacher there. But then I went into high school and had an exceptional theater experience. There was a gentleman at my high school whose name is Robert Corelli, and that was Chatsworth High out here in California. It was sort of like this sphere of energy that brought to it all these exceptionally talented kids from all over. It was the confluence of a kind of energy of talent in young people. I mean, the people that were in not just my class, but, you know, 2 years younger than me, 2 years older, whatever, we were all in the same theater classes with Bob. And there were people you would know, aside from myself, Rick Sparks, Val Kilmer, Mayor Winningham, Kevin Spacey, Diane Delano, God bless her soul, she's passed. So many people. I can't even think of everybody, but it was just something that happened energetically at that location at that time. And all the kids went, and we all sort of went off from there and followed our passion and our dream. And so many of us were able to really create a successful career in this business. And I always will thank Bob Corelli for that, because he was an exceptional teacher. So I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, graduated from there. And on graduation day, we did Stephen Sondheim's musical Company, which is still one of my favorite musicals ever, ever. Wow. And there were a couple of agents that came from the William Morris Agency on graduation day and handed me their card and asked to sign me. So it was like one of those weird confluence of things, you know, talk about perfect synchronicity. And at first I didn't call them right back right away, because the board of directors at the Academy were like, oh no, don't go with them. They're really big and you'll just be lost in the maze of people and, you know, that sort of thing. And what did I know? I didn't know anything. So eventually I called them and, it worked out really well.
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah. And I started working in TV, and I mean, I started in theater, but then I started working in television. One thing led to another.
To meet your first agent was William Morris. That's amazing. That was meant to be. I mean, that's like God just saying, okay, here we go. You know, you're meant to just do this way. Yep.
I was definitely divinely guided.
Yes, absolutely. And you were extremely talented.
I want
to ask you, did you like being on Hunter? Was that something you felt good about?
Oh, I was so excited to get the part, obviously. Hunter was my, my fourth series. And I had also done, you know, guest spots on a lot of different shows. You know how that is. So I was really blessed in that I just kept moving and growing and expanding that list of credits. And, the role of Sergeant T.D. McCall was actually written for a woman that was about 10, 12 years older than me. So I thought, what do we do with that? And my agent said, you know, put on a lot of makeup and wear like a coat and a thing, whatever. Okay. And God bless Stephen Cannell, because he really had my back. He just totally supported me during the whole audition process. He was, you know, I was the one that he wanted, and I'm grateful that he stood there and said, no, let's get this kid in here. And people think that that's where I met Fred at the first time, but that's not true either. I don't know how many years prior. First of all, let me step back and say I first became aware of him when I was about 13 or 14. And my older brother was watching a football game. And he said, hey, come here, you got to watch this. I don't know what team it was. It was obviously, now I understand, it had to be either the Rams or the Jets. But he says, look, this is a great game. And I really didn't care that much. I wasn't in football. I was just a kid, you know. And he says, see that guy right there? His name is Fred Dreyer. And he's an incredible football player. Just watch him. So I watched him, and I was like, okay, yeah, that was good. You know, what do I know? And I went about my life. And then, you know, I grow up and wind up working with him. But I had met him there was an audition process for a new series. And I don't really remember what it was called, but it came down to three guys for the lead, and network asked me to come and read with those three men because they had to have some actress to work with in these final scenes in front of the network. And Fred was one of those guys. Now he wound up not getting that series, But I guess a year or so, maybe a year later, I was at the health food store and I was in the frozen food section and I turned and looked and he's over there buying something. And I went, I think that's that guy. I said, excuse me, are you Fred? And he's like, yeah. I go, I worked with you on that audition thing over at CBS. Remember that? He's like, oh yeah, yeah. How you doing? So we chatted a little bit, went our way. And then again, looped back to wind up being in Hunter together. And that changed everything for me in the most wonderful way.
Wow. Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. It's just how the synchronicities go.
Yeah, it's true. And that is how it works, isn't it? You stand back and let the flow happen and you just show up and go, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. And thank you again. Because that's really what it's about.
Well, you're just stunning, you know, stunning, stunning, stunning. And, I wanted to ask you, you know, with your film career and everything in TV career, a lot of people probably ask you, what was one of the most fun memories that you have, with your career?
Gosh. Oh my gosh. That's so hard. I don't know. That's so hard. I mean, I, when you said that, I flashed back on doing musical Godspell. And I love that show to this day. That's one of the most fun experiences I've had in theater. But in terms of television and film, you know, it's like there's moments along the way that are, I don't know if I could grab them all. They're just, you're in that moment when something, when you're working with somebody and it's so wonderful. Although I have to say, I was really just overwhelmingly excited to be able to sing and dance with Bob Hope and Sammy Davis Jr. And that was just like, what is happening here? Not expected, you know? But Bob Hope was always extremely kind and generous. And he would call me up. He would always have those specials. You know, when I was growing up, they don't have them on TV anymore. I wish they did. But there used to be these two-hour musical specials. And it was really fun. And they were like variety shows, not just people singing. And it was variety shows, which I thoroughly enjoyed. So here I am, and it's a Bob Hope special. I think it was an Easter show. It was the first time he asked me to come on. And then there was some other, one of his other ones. And then I had a moment where I was asked to help open up the Bob Hope, like his 875th birthday. You know, I mean, it was like the man just kept going. He just kept going. And the NBC was doing a special 2-hour. And so it was Leslie Uggams and myself. And what an honor to be able to do that and to go and rehearse with him and open up the show. And then he goes, I want you to sing and dance with Sammy Davis Jr. in the opening number. And I thought, what? Oh my God. So that was just a thrill. That was a thrill because of who he was, you know, and he came through on Hunter as well. And he guest starred on one of our episodes.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I got to act with him as well. That's the cool thing about being on a series that lasts for a really long time is that you will have all kinds actors come through. It was on for 7 years.
Oh, 7 years. Wow. Yeah. I mean, when you look up some of your photographs, I see you with a lot of different people from the show, which was amazing that it was on for so, it was beautiful and like how many photos and how gorgeous
some
of the events. It was just beautiful. And as you went off the show and you started moving into different directions, I want to, before we go to our break, our commercial break. And everyone, if you just started listening, we are talking to the sensational actress, singer, writer, director, producer, Stephanie Kramer. And before we go into a break, I wanted just to tap into, were you always spiritual? Did you always feel that you had intuition or a connection? I'm going to ask that.
Yes.
Even in your early days with acting and all the, even
in
now,
my life.
You're an actress now. Yeah, and throughout your life.
Yes, throughout my entire life. I've always had an incredible connection to what I call God. Some people call whatever you call it, all that is, the oneness mm-hmm. of everything, the omnipotent, whatever you want to name or label, I really don't care. For me, it was that higher vibratory essence mm-hmm. of being that is within all of us. And even as a little child, I just recognized that. I was not brought up in a home that brought the religions to my house. So there was no religious ideology or dogmatic teaching that was underway in my childhood. I just perceived the world from a different place and always did. And even in my work as an actress and people, you know, in the industry, there's all kinds of people that are in every type of business that are not grounded, that are a little wacky, that you wouldn't necessarily want to spend time with. You know, we've all known those people in whatever your chosen field is. But mm-hmm. when people say, how do you manage the, and then they'd go down the list of all the difficulties of the business and stuff. And I'd say, well, I just keep remembering, be in the world, but not of it.
Mm-hmm. And I think you felt those signs even when you were really little, from when you got the hit, when even the agent, William Morris, came to you and gave you the sign. And even when you were really a young child, when you told your mom, I'm an actress, you knew from very young.
Yes. And I used to sing all the time growing up, like all a lot of little kids do. But I would take my mom and dad's records, and it was like Frank Sinatra, whom I adored. And I actually got to meet him one night, and it was, oh my God, it was a dream come true for me. I mean, I had my little fangirl moment, you know?
Right.
But yeah, my spiritual life is significant to me, and it always has been. And that is just an incredible guiding inner compass for my soul that opens up the path, opens up the door, answers the questions, supporting, guiding, directing. And if, like anybody, I feel, anyone, is that's available to you too. You just have to go inside, be quiet, be silent, ask the questions, and listen, and just keep listening.
That's beautiful. Can you give our audience, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight, just one little example of a psychic experience or spiritual moment that you may have had in your life, besides the one in the beginning.
So many of those. Yeah, no, I've had so many. And, here's something that happened that has nothing to do with the industry, of course. But for example, I was traveling throughout the Southwest with my dear friend Erin, and she and I were just having a girls' road trip and having a great old time. And we went, we were down in Durango, Colorado. And there's a weird thing that I do, or maybe it's not weird, it's just a little habit. Whenever I go into a little town, you know how those real estate stores are always on the main street, and you stop and look at pictures. Oh, I wonder how much a house sells for in this town, that kind of thing. I like real estate, so I'm always looking. And we stopped and we're looking, and I'd like, look at this. There's a little town somewhere near here called Hesperus, and it's for sale. The whole town is for sale. And I thought, that is so wild. Who sells a whole town, right? And I said, oh my gosh, we should go look at it. Not that I was going to buy a town. But I said, you know, that would just be, let's go. What the heck? We're out driving around. And we were on our way to Mesa Verde, you know, with the Anasazi ruins.
Uh-huh.
So I went into the real estate office and asked where this was. He goes, oh, it's right on the way to where you're going. You know, get off here and this exit, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So we were just popping along, and we go and we get off the highway. We go over a little bridge, there's a river. It's very pastoral, very pretty. And we go down into this little valley, and it's a small, like old Western mining town. And some of the buildings are in disarray and looking really bad. And, you know, but we just walked it, dirt road, and we're walking around and looking at everything and just talking about it. And we got to the end of the road, and we looked off to the left. There was a field, and there was an old church out there. I remember it was sort of palish yellow with white trim, and windows are all busted out, and the curtain was flopping in the breeze, that sort of thing, truly. And we looked at it and said, how about that? You buy a town, and you get a church with your town, you know. And so we spent a little time, and then we left, and we went to Mesa Verde. We decided to go back to the real estate store because we had seen a dog there that needed some help. And we went in and explained, hey, we went to the place and we saw this dog. They knew the owner. They called her and we got the dog taken care of. And they said, so what did you think of the little town? I said, it was really cool. You know, it's just fun to walk through something historical like that that's still there, vacant, you know. I said, and it was really, how unique was it that you had a church that was available that came with the town? And the three realtors looked at us and they went, there's no church there. And we said, yeah, there is. It's at the end of the road on the left, off in the field. It's yellow. And we described it and they looked at us like we were drunk or something. And they go, there's no church there. It hasn't been a church there since the 1800s. And we're like, no, there is a church there. So we're driving back. It wasn't that far. So I said, we're getting in the car and we're going to go take a picture of it. So we get in the car, we're going to prove, you know, we know what we saw. We get in the car, we go down the highway, we go over the river with the bridge, we go into the town, we get to the end of the road, we go down to the field where the church is, and there's no church. There was no church.
There you go.
And my friend Aaron goes, oh my God, Stephanie, I know these kind of things happen to you all the time, but it's never happened to me before. I think, you know, the dimensional reality just opened up.
Yeah.
The veils have always been thin for me. So it opened up,
yes.
And there we were looking at it, and we saw just a window into the past.
There you go. That, I would say, is confirmed a spiritual psychic experience phenomenon. Yep.
Yeah, it was cool.
There you have it. Yep. So we're going to go to break now. And we're listening to Stephanie Kramer, award-winning actress icon.
Oh,
and when we come back, we're going to take calls. So you can call in. Would you like to talk to some callers, Stephanie?
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to take some calls. And then we're going to also talk about Stephanie's new podcast, The Other Side. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive America Show with Stephanie Kramer.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com. Or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We're here with my special guest, Stephanie Kramer, and we're going to take some calls now. I think we have a caller on the line named Pamela's here. Hi, Pamela. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. How are you? Hello. How are
Great.
You?
Great. Where are you from?
Orlando, Florida.
Welcome from Florida. Nice to have you here.
Hi, Pamela.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? How's everybody?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Okay. I have a question related to my health.
Okay, go ahead. You can
Hello?
Ask us. Yeah,
oh,
you can ask
okay.
us. We can hear you.
All right. I've had walking pneumonia for the past 3.5 years now. Excuse my voice because I cough a lot. And it's called Mycobacterium Avium Complex, short for MAC. And it's very hard, difficult to get rid of. I've been to every pulmonary doctor, the infectious disease doctor, their medicines don't work. They even told me to stop taking it. So I go to a herbalist, and she's a medical doctor, herbalist, and acupuncturist. And I just wanted to know that if I continue to see her, will I get better? Will this infection go away?
Okay, your voice is very low, so it's not easy to hear you, but I think you said, should I continue to see her?
Yes, the doctor that I'm seeing now, she's a herbalist, and she's a medical doctor herbalist, and she gives me acupuncture. Yes. And
yeah,
I wanted to know so if I continue to see her when it go away.
Okay, I think you said, should I continue to see my herbalist? Because I can't hear you
yes.
very well. It's very low.
Well, I'm sorry. I turned this volume
yeah.
up.
Yeah, so I think you said, should I continue to see my herbalist? And my guides are saying, you can continue to see her, but they're also saying to me that you should also seek out an additional doctor. So you should have two. You know, Western and Eastern would probably be best for you. Because it's been going on a while now. So that's what I'm hearing. That's the answer I'm getting.
Well, yeah, I see a pulmonary doctor. I still see a pulmonary doctor.
Okay, but they're saying that that's what you should keep doing. Both. And probably some other additional things need to be working because if it's gone on more than a few months, then some other things need to be, you know, an additionally, you know.
It's been 3 years.
Well, that's too long.
Wow. That's way too
yeah,
long.
I
am not a healer like Kimberly, but I will just remind you that the lungs, when you have issues with your lungs, that represents unresolved grief.
Okay.
So thank you, Stephanie. But to finish the reading, and you can also, I have 30-minute sessions on sale right now, all the way to summer. You can also do that. Reach me at thehealingtrilogy.com because this takes at least 30 minutes to go through your whole body and scan you and do a reading. But they are talking about other types of supplements, water, other types of things that you're not getting enough of, not getting enough hydration and, you know, other types of things that you need besides what you're doing right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And they are telling me by, you know, if you changed a few things up, you know, I would need at least a half hour with you. You could probably be healed by the end of this year.
How do I get in touch with you?
You just go to thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay.
Yeah, how did you find us here?
Oh, okay, yes, I remember. I'm sorry.
Yeah, how did you find us on the radio tonight?
Oh, yeah, I got an email.
Yeah, thehealingtrilogy.com. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll pray for you. So we're going to take the next caller. Thank you. The next caller is Nia. Thank you, Stephanie. That was great advice. I loved what Stephanie said about the grief, because that is true. Grief will get caught into the chest, into the lungs, into the throat chakra.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, dear Kimberly. I love you so much, dear, and thank you for always bringing on wonderful guests. And I'm really enjoying this evening listening to your wonderful guest, Stephanie. Yes. Yes. Hello?
Yes. Do you have a question for Stephanie? Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. I really appreciate you. Sorry, I have a little frog in my throat. I wanted to tell you, Kimberly, first of all, that you were spot on. You said that I needed to keep warm, and I ended up losing my voice at one point a couple of weeks ago. So I'm still, well, I'm pretty much over it, but I just have a little bit left. Okay, for a question for Stephanie, let's see. Is it hard to break into the movie business?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a very it's an arduous journey. It takes persistence, consistency, belief in yourself. You have to have a lot of strength of character and just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And if it's only do it if it's something you really, truly have a passion driving you to do it.
Oh, that's a wonderful answer. Thank you so much, dear. Thank you,
Isn't
Stephanie.
That amazing?
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing. Stephanie, what do you think about her voice? Doesn't she have an interesting voice, like for voiceover?
Yeah, it's almost like a character voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Thank you. So much.
Were you thinking of doing something in entertainment, Nia?
Yes, I certainly. And my name's Leah, but because I'm not.
Oh, Leah.
Talking.
Yeah. Leah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, I just don't know how to begin, how to get going on it, on the voiceover acting.
Yeah, I kept hearing voiceover from my guides in my ears. Voiceover.
And what would be my first step? Would I have to go online? I don't know what I should do for the very first step.
Well, I don't know what area of the country you live in, but if you can find an organization, a place that teaches voiceover work, that would be, I think, the first thing to explore for yourself. And over time you work on the different voices that you want to bring forth. They'll ultimately, if it works out, you put a reel together of all the different characters and voices you have. Then you go and get a voiceover agent, and then that agent attempts to get you business. It's something that takes time, but if you feel like it's something you really want to do, then
yes,
do it.
I would. Yeah, yes, I would. I would like to do this. Yes.
Wow. I didn't know anything about all that.
About it. I'll pray about it and then I'll have to take some action steps, obviously, to get going on it.
Yes.
That's wonderful advice, Stephanie. Thank you. A lot of people listening right now may be interested in something like this too. So that's a great question, Leah. I love that answer. You know, first you start the training. You don't just go try to go get the work, you got to get training. So I love that. You know, you got to go get training.
Right. That's right. And somebody in Los Angeles, you were saying, Kimberly, like a company in Los Angeles. Does any company come to your mind possibly, please?
I don't know any. Yeah, I'm not a voice.
I don't know any off the top of my head either, but it's, they're out there. Go online and investigate them. Go online and do a research and look for voiceover studies, you know, voiceover studies.
Yes, and ChatGPT is very helpful.
What is that? Chat, C-H-A-T, and I just print that out on the computer?
You just go into Google. Just go into Google and you ask,
Okay, wonderful. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your wonderful advice there.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Stephanie, for giving her such great advice. And we're going to go to our next caller. We've got lots of nice callers tonight asking such great questions. We've got Stephanie. Everybody loves you. They all want to be with you and talk to you tonight. We normally don't have this many calls, so we've got Catherine on the line next. Where are you from, Catherine? Welcome to the show. What is your first name?
Kath.
Okay. So what was your? Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I got the wrong first name.
Okay. First I wanted to say, Mia, if you're still listening, go to eventbrite.com and I have seen voiceover classes there. How to make money with your voice. Google that.
Great.
And you'll be able to find something. So, how about that? First I want to say, Stephanie, I loved hearing your story. I am one of those girls that grew up singing around the house and I still sing all the time and I live in a small county that I can't even count how many weddings and things I've sang at. Just I get such joy from singing as well.
Oh, that's great. You know, good for you.
Yes, and I grew up watching you on TV. So so it's a real thrill to hear your story. And
thank you.
I guess this question is for both of you, if you'd give me some input. I have been having a little bit of trouble with my health. Lately, I am recovering from a bad burn on my leg, and I'm a wheelchair user. I've been a quadriplegic for almost 42 years, but I'm a very lucky girl. I had a near-death experience, my third one, 3 years ago, and I can open my hands for the first time in 35 years. I'm more like a paraplegic now. I get a little intuitive, so I just wanted to know if you guys could give me some information or some, whatever you get, from your guides, from my guides. That's something I'd really love to learn to tap in on more. And, just whatever you get from me. I'm thrilled to be on the call tonight. Sometimes I miss it. And Kimberly, we have a mutual friend, Ashleya Piper.
Oh yeah,
so
I love Ash.
How I?
Yeah, oh, I'm glad. Yeah,
I love
Ashley.
I found you, and I just think you're amazing.
We're thankful that you called in tonight. I can jump in, and then we'll piggyback and have Stephanie say a few things if you'd like that. Steph, do you want me to jump in first?
Yeah, I think you're the one to field this question, as you are definitely the medical healing intuitive.
Yeah. Thank you, honey. I'm not really getting anything about medical stuff right now. I'm really getting something about, your accident and also about somebody from the afterlife that's around you. If you want to do a medical intuitive session, you can always do that in private with me. You know where to find me at thehealingtrilogy.com. But I am getting somebody around you that's kind of like a guardian angel, that's one of your guides, that's around you all the time watching over you. This is a male, This is sort of like a father figure or a grandfather. Can you confirm either a father or grandfather crossed over?
Yeah.
Which one? Both?
Both. I recently had my father, but before that I was very close to my great-grandfather. My car on his birthday.
Okay. Your father is around you all the time. He lays on your right shoulder, and he's like circling around your head a lot. I don't know if you have headaches, but he's telling me you're dehydrated also. You're not getting enough electrolytes. And also, I think you said which leg is bothering you more?
Right.
Yeah. Are you wearing stockings, like Ted hose?
No, but...
You need to.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to start wearing something for your ankles, so you don't have a problem with your heart, blood pressure. But I just want you to know before we go, so just because we have a lot of calls right now, I just want to make sure that you know your dad is telling me that he loves you, and did you have a difficult relationship together?
Very. Very
because he's saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I want to make amends because I'm sorry about the difficult relationship and that I love you. And I'm sometimes when you're sleeping, I'm holding you and I know when you cry. Does that make sense that he's sorry?
Yeah, he came to me in a dream last night, Kimberly, for the first time, since he's been gone. So there are no coincidences, and this has been just amazing.
Wow. Okay. All right, honey. And then he's just saying one more thing to me. Hold on. He's saying something about, he's just saying that, I don't know about something about another woman around you. I don't know if that's your mother. But there's like some kind of female around you also at times helping you.
Yes.
And is that your mom?
No, it's kind of a friend, like family.
Like a mom friend.
My auntie Alice. Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend who's like family.
Yeah. So he watches her and he's happy she's helping you. So I'll leave it at that. And thank you for calling in, but your dad is really like your number one guardian angel. So he's really watching over, but we definitely want to get those Ted hose on you and get some more electrolyte water in you. So thank you for calling.
I'm drinking water as we speak. Thank you. And everyone, if you haven't gotten her book, it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Please get it on audiobook or, I have it both. I've listened to it audiobook and gotten the hard copy. So thank you for the amazing reading, Kimberly.
Thank you. God bless you for calling in. And everybody, we want to talk a little bit. Thank you so much. God bless you. I know we have callers, but I have to say, the lines are so full right now. We are going to have Stephanie back on because people want to be on the show around her energy. Stephanie, I want to talk about your podcast too before we go off the air tonight. Right?
One I'm working on right now?
Yeah, we want to talk about that. But we've got so many callers on the line right now. So do you want to take a couple more callers?
I'll be brief. Yeah, let's take a couple more callers and then we can, I'll be brief about what it is. We can talk to more people.
Let's take another caller because they want to talk. Okay, Jim, we have a man on the line. Yay, Jim, welcome to the call. Welcome to the call.
Hello. Fantastic. Hello. Talking to you and Stephanie. I want to ask Stephanie something. Since you mentioned you're so psychic, I know you're a very old soul. Did you ever have any personal communication with any alien off-planet beings?
Well, I've had connections with people who have passed over on the other side. I've seen people who... You know that movie, I See Dead People? Remember that line?
Yeah.
That's happened to me my whole life. My whole life. And, you know, different energies and entities can take other forms. I've
you know, angels. I mean, people scoff at that, but it's all very, very real. And sometimes meetings with people from other lives that I've had with them. And it's quite extraordinary. And it's just part of my journey. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's your karma. But no direct contact communicating with any aliens.
Well, if they are, I'm gonna ask them tonight why they're not being more direct. How's that?
That's a great answer. Thank you for calling on, Jim. Thank you for calling on. Thank you so much. So that's a great answer, Stephanie. And I believe in reincarnation, and I believe there's all kinds of dimensions here, and that we all can be multidimensional. So let's take another caller, okay, Steph? Let's do another caller. Okay, here we go. This is a hot night tonight. Stephanie Kramer is here.
So calm.
And who's on the call? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Hi, Adam.
Okay, it's me. Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was gonna ask Stephanie first of all, in terms of her work that she does, and being in Hollywood, did she ever consider taking on roles that explored spirituality or multidimensional themes?
Of course, I would. Yes, if there was a project out there and there was a role in it for me and I was offered it in those three steps, I would definitely be interested because that's a big part of my life. Yeah, and there's so many wonderful projects out there that do reflect that awareness. I think that happens more and more as we evolve in consciousness and open up our minds and our hearts, that more of that type of material will be created and reflected back to us. Since we co-manifest, that's kind of how it works.
Yes, yes. Okay, that was basically my question.
What a great question, Adam. That's a great
Adam. Thank you, Adam.
Adam, I feel intuitively Stephanie's going to be doing a lot of those types of parts because she'd be fantastic doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what came to mind. So that's why I think it's a great thing.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, okay. I think that's our last call right now because, you know, we're getting kind of close to the show. Stephanie, I would love to ask you about, the podcast. Do you want to talk about your podcast?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm just putting my list together of my guests and starting to set up those interviews. You're on it, by the way, just in case you forgot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding? It is called The Other Side, and it is, as you had said, an hour-long journey into the unseen and the unknown. So in each episode, I'm looking to engage in really thought-provoking conversations with extraordinary guests who bring their insight, their clarity, and their expanded awareness to our understanding of reality and what lies beyond. And so it's everything from spiritual enlightenment and metaphysics to the paranormal and the unexplained. Guests will hopefully offer their perspectives that's rooted in their higher consciousness and a greater sense of awareness and deep inner knowing. And I'm hoping that this platform will allow more people to be open to hearing those voices that truly illuminate and inspire and awaken. And if you just open your mind and open your heart, together we can explore the other side. And it's not just when people say the other side, they go, oh, you mean just dead people, people who are dead. No, the other side of everything, the other side of the reality that we perceive as being real, the other side of this dimension, that galaxy, this energetic value, it's relevant for everything. So this is material that has always been a part of my journey. As my friends say, man, that's what you've leaned into ever since we've known you. And they've known me since, say, I was 14. So it's kind of like, of course I should do this. I would thoroughly enjoy it. And I think it will be a wonderful opportunity to bring more of that expanded awareness to anybody who resonates with these topics and who wants to learn and deepen that essence within themselves.
Absolutely. Having multidimensional gifted people that are living in this life, this dimension, not just the other side, but also people here, which I love that you made a point to that, that have different energies and frequencies that we want to show off. We want your gifts. How do people get a hold of you that want to come on the show? Do they go to your website? They contact you through Instagram?
Yeah, the website would work.
Your website. Your website
is www.thestephaniekramer.com, and you can leave a message there. I also have Facebook pages. I have my Facebook page, and then there's like three or four fan pages. So I would say send a message through my website first, because I can't read all the messages on the fan pages. It's
right.
God bless you all, but I would be doing that for you. So, you know, but, you know, I think that one thing that is so important for us to just remember right now for all of us, you know, is we are, especially in the way that our world is right now, if we can just align with the soul of our nation, you know, invoking its highest ideals, right now, to invoke that power of spirit, the wisdom of the heart, and the blessings of angels into ourselves, our communities, our leaders, and our nation. And we can choose to envision a world that's filled with unity of purpose, empathy, love, peace, respect, and integrity. And I really hope that you all, in your own way, will pray that our leaders be guided and directed for the highest good of all, because that's what we're being called to do at this time.
Right. Amen.
So let's step up and do it.
Right. I just want to say, you do have a podcast on right now on YouTube called Reflections. So if people want to get a little bit of taste of your energy and quotes, they can go to your YouTube channel. And that's called Reflections. So you do have
that. And the other side will be on YouTube as well.
Okay, great. So we want to just take the show out with Stephanie giving us one last word to everybody. And thank you so much for being on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight. This was a beautiful night, and we will never forget it. So you want to just give us one line to everybody?
Oh, gosh. Go out there and spread your love and light and be kind. The world needs it.
I love that. We love you. I love you. Thank you for coming on
love
the show
you
tonight.
Too. Thank you, honey. Bye.
Bye, everybody.